Hello and welcome to NC State's Audio Abstract. I'm your host, Tracy Peek. Wouldn't it be cool if we could monitor our health by just putting on a shirt? Jesse Jure, Associate Professor of Textile Engineering, Chemistry, and Science at NC State, thinks so. We're speaking with him today about the emerging field of smart clothing production, what it is, what benefits it may provide, and what the stumbling blocks to production may be. Welcome, Jesse.
Hey, Tracy. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Great.
So let's get started with what is smart clothing?
Yeah, so smart clothing, and obviously clothing you wear, but smart is how do you make that clothing sort of responsive to your environment? And then within a whole subsection of that, you could say that smart clothes would be the integration of electronics in there that enables those features of making it responsive to environment. In terms of textile electronics, which is kind of what my specialty is, we actually look at how we integrate electronic devices in a very seamless way into textiles for sensing your bodily conditions, sensing whether or not you're wearing the right clothes, using different types of devices to change your comfort levels. The ultimate goal is to make these garments so that the functions that are in there are imperceptible to the user that's trying to take advantage of them.
In the medical realm, what kinds of, I guess, uses would you have for these garments?
Well, we're talking about vitals monitoring and all of the other things that help understand what the human's going through to get to those vital signs. So, for example, the activity levels are definitely an important feature. Core body temperature, which people have studied how to get your core body temperature, basically like when you are measuring the temperature, if you feel like you're sick, it's the same type process. You actually have to put a thermometer in your mouth. Well, they actually can get that through your heartbeat data that you can collect, or what is referred to as electrocardiogram measurements. Furthermore, you can start to understand your muscle activity and your workload associated with the different activities that you're doing. And if you understand that whole picture, then you can start to make some really kind of key assessments on a person.
So let's talk a little bit more specifically about what your research focuses on.
There's, first of all, the different methods on how you actually design the garment to make it really functional. These can be very complex garments. A lot of times I like to, kind of maybe put a visual in your mind is to think about those really tight-fitting garments that people that athletes wear. Well, this is kind of the type of garment that we need as well. Once you start putting sensors at different locations, and these sensors, which we'll get into in a second, we actually print onto the textile or embed into the textile themselves. A lot of times when you're moving around, that will change the electrode's position on your body, and it will result in noise and data that does not allow for an analysis of the data that you're getting. One of the common tests that we refer to is the hand wave test. So think about raising your hand and waving to someone. That will, if you have your electrodes that are kind of around your chest, your shirt moves typically up with your arm as you're moving up. So what we have to do is we have to design the garment in order to allow your arm to move freely, but not move the devices that you have on your arm that are trying to collect that critical data.
Let's talk a little bit more about how you do that.
We have a textile, and we can actually print electronic materials on that textile. And then we try to embed materials around that in order to make it launderable. And so those are the basic things. That's our starting point. Now, as we start to put those onto garments, we have to route these sensors on the garment to basically a central hub, this removable puck that has the electronics in it. That's actually one of the main advantages of textile electronics, is that you can have sensors located all around your body or all around like a shirt or your pants, and you can route all of those to one central location. And so that could be sort of like your data collection area. Then you just have one communication channel or hookup channel to your cell phone to collect all of that data to the external world. And so we're trying to limit that user burden just by having just that one electronic spot for communication to happen to the outside world. It turns out that this actually reduces the total energy consumption. And so all in all, it reduces a total user burden for the user if it's embedded in a textile.
So the little puck is basically the battery that powers the electronics.
Right.
Because we haven't figured out a way to power them by our own body heat yet.
Well, that's kind of it's one of the next things that we're doing. So a lot of the research that we do on biomedical garments is out of a center that we have at NC State called ASSIST, which stands for the Advanced Self-Powered Systems of Integrated Sensors and Technologies. And this is a National Science Foundation Nanosystems Engineering Research Center. What we've been able to develop within the center is a number of platforms by which to apply sensors into a wearable so that a person can wear it. But we've also been trying to understand, well, what are the strategies to reduce the total amount of power? And in some cases, reducing the amount of power so far as that you could actually harvest that power from your body. So you never even have a battery.
That'd be great.
Or it helps support a battery and makes it last longer.
Okay. And that kind of leads me into the next question, which is, you know, what are some of these other pie in the sky, smart clothing ideas that we have on the drawing board?
Going back to the manufacturing, I'll start there. You know, we've been looking at, again, how do you design your garment so that you can raise your arm and your sensors don't move around with it to create that noise. One of the strategies that we are looking at is how do you take a 3D body scan of a person, take that information, develop that CAD program, and then plug it into a machine, and then it actually print out the garment for you. And so you can actually have this sort of like maybe even in the back of the doctor's office where you have that, where your garment is produced, maybe even by the time you leave your doctor's office. That sounds pretty crazy.
That sounds pretty awesome. Yeah.
So that's from the automation side of things. The second thing that we're probably what's kind of interesting that we're working on is improving or understanding understanding thermal comfort and then finding ways to improve it in such a way that it's a matter of just adjusting making the adjustments on your cell phone. And things within your clothing actually change this. So we've been working for the past couple of years on cooling devices that can also, on a device called a Peltier cooling device. And they usually use this in the microelectronics industry. They're typically really hard devices, something that's about as stiff as your cell phone. And what we've been trying to do is make this into a form factor that is, do you remember those old mouse pads that are like
the floppy ones?
Yeah, the floppy mouse pads.
Yeah.
Those are made out of foam-based materials, and we've been redesigning those hard devices into those soft devices. So now you can actually start to put this into clothing. And that's a really exciting thing for us.
As anyone who's ever worked in an office building will tell you, that would be excellent.
Well,
because no one is ever happy with the office temperature.
That actually produces a lot of different economic trade-offs for enticing people to use these types of garments.
Right.
And so just like you have home credits that you have for installing solar panels, eventually you might, if you're harvesting enough power from your body or you're able to wear things that reduce the amount of energy that's being consumed, there is this does start to allow to have the conversation that you could start to get sort of credits for things that you wear, or you could start getting cost reductions on these what would be expensive garments, but they're lower cost to you because you're using them.
So I'd get my wearable wardrobe garment discount because I could keep my home thermostat on like 52 and then my shirt at a nice comfortable 75. Yeah,
exactly.
That'd be great.
Yeah, it would be pretty amazing. But you know, of course these are things that are way out there. But it's, if we're not asking the questions now, then you know, we can't start thinking about the things that could happen in the future.
Well, and on a related note, you know, what is the most interesting or surprising thing that you've discovered?
I would have to say it is the creativity of the students that we have here at NC State. I run a research group called NEXT, which stands for Nano Extended Textiles. Primarily what we do is we work on, you know, the materials and processes to make these garments or to embed electronics in textiles. But then we also have another side of the group that does product development for industry. And so I have this PhD team that's really innovative and creative, and I have this product development team that's outward facing towards industry, it takes the multidisciplinary creativity within a team like that to all work together in order to get that, to go from that, you know, basic research foundation out to a commercialized technology.
What is an example of one of the coolest ideas they've come up with?
Oh, man. Right now, we are, every Thursday we have at our group meeting, for about the past year, we've been working on mind mapping and ideation sessions around these different fields. And one of the more exciting fields that I think that we're kind of getting into, that I don't really talk about a whole lot, but it's kind of way out there, is how to generate these wearable electronics for smart garments for the esports industry.
Oh.
So these would be things like haptic feedback sensors. So there was a company, I always show this in my presentations. There was a company called WeX that had made a platform that had haptic feedback sensors in there, basically like vibration motors, so that when your favorite football player got hit, you could actually feel it.
Yeah.
And I always joked about, I was like, you know, that sounds like a really ridiculous product. And everybody always laughs whenever I give it. However, there's a company called Cute Circuits that created the same type of garment that was made for people that are deaf, and they have vibration motors in there that respond to an orchestra, and so they can actually feel the music. Well, a lot of those same types of feedback mechanisms could be used in a lot of different other industries. And one of the things that we're looking at is with video gaming and esports, which is obviously one of the largest growing industries, or at least entertainment industries and spaces globally. And of course, we have one of the leading programs for this here at NC State.
Well, it's interesting because it's like, if you saw the movie Ready Player One, did you see that?
I did, yeah.
Okay, so those outfits that they wore were the same kind of thing.
Exactly,
right. So it would be Ready Player Oneville. Here we come. Thank you so much for being here, Jesse.
No problem. Thank you.
I am looking very forward to some of these new outfits in the future, especially the ones that will help me stay cooler. We've been speaking with Jesse Jure, Associate Professor of Textile Engineering, Chemistry, and Science at NC State. My name's Tracy Peake. Thank you for listening to Audio Abstract.